All right, let's see the Gemara here, the two lines here, and then we have to get into the Tysis. Okay, start with the Lashna Gemara here in the bottom. Mishnah said that you saw the woman speaking with someone, and they asked her what the nature is of this man. So Ziri said, Midaveris meant Yichud. Ravasi said it meant Biyah. So we had a Machloikas how to define it. And let's start from the Gemara, three lines on the bottom. Amar Rav Papa La Baye. Let's see the Gemara here. Johnny, go ahead. Why don't you read the Gemara? Amar Rav Papa La Baye. Three lines on the bottom. Go ahead.
Amar Rav Papa La Baye was the Ziri. Amar Mai Midaveris. Mai Midaveris in the Gemara.
Right, so in other words, if you say they only had Yichud, Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed that he was had good Yuchsin, that's against the din. Go on, Hamarav.
Hamarav, Malvin al Yichud, they know it's Mal Yichud.
Right, because why? Because we assume that, first of all, Rav is accepted. Now, we don't want Rav to go against the Tana, even though the Gemara said in Chesimanoff, Rav's the only Amora that can argue on a Tana. Rav Tano Polik, but the Gemara we said, based on the Tosus there, only says that answer when it has no other choice. That's a real bidyevet. The Gemara will only give that answer when you have no other answer. So here the Gemara doesn't want to give that, but we have a problem because Rabbi Shua says she's Osir, and Rav says ain't Osir al Yichud. So presumably, just reading the Gemara, since our Mishnah is talking about a single woman of Penuya, right? So too Rav's got to be talking about a single woman. Otherwise, you wouldn't have a Kasha. Is that correct? Definitely. You got to be talking about Malkin al Yichud and Sonichud. It's got to be at least talking about a Pnuya as well. Now, I think the push-up shot in the Gemara could be is that we're talking about a Pnuya and an Ashishish. I mean, you could say both. That statement of Rav is talking about a Pnuya and an Ashishish. And therefore, that contradicts what? That contradicts Rabbi Yeshua that says she's Usher. Rav said, Ain Usher al Yichud, and Rabbi Yeshua said what? That she's Mutter. That's why it's Akasha. Okay, everyone got that? That's why it's a kasha. But I think the simplest reading of Gemara is that statement is talking about both. Both an Ashishish and a Pnuya. Our topic is germane only a Pnuya, but you still have a problem. Okay, Shalom, you got me? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Yeah, Johnny, go ahead.
Let me know that Armish is only talking about a Pnuya.
I mean, that's the push-up shot, Lamaisa, right? We don't know, she has no husband, push-up shot. She has no husband. Rashi, in fact, said it on the Mishnah, Pnuya, Ruim Midaveris B'Pnuya. She has no husband. We just don't know who the father is. I mean, Mistama, you always assume Rov. The Gemara has a Rov in Chulin. I'm glad you asked me that. The Rov Bilos follow after the husband. I mean, we hope that. We hope that the woman who's married is having Bias with her husband, no one else. So that's a general Rov. So the assumptions are talking about a Pnuya, okay? So, but that statement of Rav is talking about a Pnuya Poshup Shot and an Ashish. But that's Sosar Arsugi, it says Pnuya. She's not believed, so you got a Stira. Rabbi Shu says she's Osir. So go ahead, what's the Gemara's answer?
Lema Delok Rabbi Yeshua.
That's the Kasha, Lema Delok Rabbi Yeshua. As we always say, Lema is a Havamin that's mostly slugged up. Go ahead. Oh, so even if you say like Rabbi Yeshua, my loss of Yuchsin. Rabbi Yeshua would agree with Rav that we don't Osir. When it comes to an Ashishish, when it comes to a Pnuya. We don't answer at all. But we have a special Chumrah when it comes to Yuchsin that we have to impose a Chumrah, and that's a very serious Chumrah. And therefore, Rabbi Shua says, Lomi Piyanu Chayin, as we said, and we have to be Machmer. But it's a Chumrah Midderabonim. So we're able to put together Rav with Rabbi Shua, not a problem, but at a Derabonim level, Lamaisa, we must what? We must be Machmer. On a Drabana level, we must be Machmir. Okay, that's the simplest reading of the Gemara. Okay, good? That's the simplest reading of the Gemara. Go ahead, let's see the title. Go ahead. My loss of Yuchsin.
My loss of Yuchsin.
Stop right there. So what do you see from Tosos when he answers the Gemara? How do we describe the Kasha? The Gemara, when it said Malkin al-Yich was talking about a what? An Ashishish and a Pnuya. That everything's Mutter. But Rabbi Shua says a Pnuya is Osir. Stira, what's the Gemara's answer? My loss of Yuchsin. What does my loss of Yuchsin mean? My loss of Yuchsin, Tosis basically is saying, is that the statement of Ein Osir al Yichud was not talking about a what? In Ashishish and a Pnuya. That drops. In other words, the kasha was The Gemara's answer is no, it's not true. Einosur Alichus is only talking about a one in Eishishish. But by a pnuya, we implore the mandate of what, Yosef? Maila asub yuchsin. That's what I said in Seder to Daniel and Pinchas. I mean, when you talk about a single woman, what's the shaila you got a paskin about? The shaila is who she ready to marry to. Yuchsin is the shaila about a single woman. If you're unsure about a single woman who she was mizana with, that's a shaila that pertains to yuchsin. Forget about, like Daniel brought up, oh, what about, is he a ksuba 200 or 100? That's mominous. But regarding yuchsin, Lamais, you got to know whether this woman's a zoner or not, which we're going to talk about later. What defines a zoner? So what I want to suggest is that, and that to the simplest reading of Gemara Nachum was that what? That the statement of Rav is both by nation and a pnuya. And it says she's not usser. For promiscuous behavior, we give flogging, makas martis. But it doesn't create an isser. Both by nation and a pnuya. Ah, that's against Rav Yeshua that asser's a pnuya. Gemara answers, no, my loss of yuchsin. My loss of yuchsin means, ain't osur aliyuchud, Rav's name was only by nation sheesh. The statement that it applies to pnuya drops. That's not right. It's wrong. And taka by a pnuya, it's machmer. We're machmer because of my loss of yuchsin. Gabi, you got me? That's the phraseology of my loss of yuchsin. My loss of yuchsin is synonymous with pnuya. That's basically what the Gemara's answer. Okay? And that's what you see from that first line of Taisha. Shimon, you got me? That's pshat in the Taisus and in the Gemara. Chlorios, if you got me, that's a pshat. Okay, Johnny, go ahead. The kasha.
So, kedusha, luki malkin al yichud dafka pnuya, aval eishiri, eishitiz lo, the asavoti la'ad of binyam, upon them.
The afilu,
luki mar zucha, the malkin umafri, the eishitiz, moide de pnuya, nami ayri.
We got a problem. Because in the end of Kiddushin, Shalom, what does the Gemara say? Black on white, and now Payamid Beis, the Gemara has a Lashon. What's the Lashon of Gemara? What's the Lashon of the Gemara there in Maseches Kiddushin? Let's say it over. Okay, we should say over the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. It says, Amarav Malkin al Yichud ein Osun al Yichud. Yes? Amarav. Malkin al yichud ein osur al yichud. That's exactly like our Gemara. Amar Ravashi lo Amar el biyuchud pnuya. Aba biyuchud eishesish lo shlote motzi laza baneha. Rarzutra malki umachris. Right? So the Gemara says, Amal Rav Nachman the parhati al Ravashi mar nami loki velichris. Amal ikka the shama baha lo shama baha. Beautiful Gemara. What does it say? The Gemara says, Beferish. That Rav is Malkin al Yichud, is not also a Yichud. That's talking about Yichud of a Pnuya. You have a single woman that is Yachid with people, flog her. But Yichud of an Eishesish, got Chasu Shalom. She did the wrong thing, a married woman was Yichud with another man, but don't flog her. Because if you flog her, it's going to give off an impression that maybe Takashu is Mizana, and any kids she has subsequently, people are going to think they're Mamzerim. Your Motzi La's on the kids, and we don't want to do that. So Rav Nachman and Rav Prakya said, so Marzucha said, what's the big deal? Flog her, and what? And then announce that the only reason why I'm flogging her was because of Yichud, right? So what did the Gemara say to that? Rav Nachman Pachi said, Ravashi, some people will what? Will hear about the Achraza, some not. And therefore the guys who don't hear about the Achraza are going to think that her kids are what? Her kids are Mamzerim. But what you see? What do you see from that Gemara? What do you see from that Gemara? Johnny, what do you say? That what? That the Gemara was talking about a Pnuya as well. And when it said what? When it said Eino Sunala Yichud, what? That whole statement should include what? What should it include, Ezra? That whole statement should include not just an Eishesh, but a Pnuya. And it says black on white, Eino Sunala Yichud. Back to the Kasha. Because the way Tosus learned our Gemara is that what? Y'all see that what Eino Sunala Yichud applied only to an Eishesh, but by a Pnuya Tzakas or my loss of Yuxer. You see a Kedusha not that way. Okay? Gabi Klor? That's Tosis Kasha, okay? You see that I was talking about a pnuya in that Gemara. Go ahead, so what is the answer? Yeah, go ahead, Shalom.
Yeah, is Marzucha saying that...
Are you got this? Okay, go ahead.
Is Marzucha saying we give malchus to not have wells? I don't understand.
No, Marzucha's saying you should flog the married woman as well. Just announce, the only reason I'm flogging her is because she had yichud, not because she was mizana. So then no one will think the kids are Mamzerim. But the Gemara answers, you know what? Some people hear the Akhraza, some won't.
So you're saying
everyone hears about the flogging.
So you're saying there's not going to be any laws if you just say, if you announce that.
Right, but the answer to that is that not everyone is going to hear the Akhraza. So if not everyone hears the Akhraza, everyone's going to think the Mamzerim. So better not to flog her at all, an Ashishish. But it's clearly talking about an Ashishish and a Puya. And therefore it says, Ein Osir Nali Yichud. So Mailer, back to the Kasha. Yeah, go ahead, Pinchas.
Why does everyone hear about the flogging?
You know, because people talk. You know, negative things people talk. That's unfortunately nowadays too as well, right? The negative things about people, everyone hears about. The positive things, right? People don't. Not everyone hears about. Maybe that's because of what people want to hear. Unfortunately, but it's a good heart. That's what you see. Unfortunately, okay. That's why it's good to share simchas with people, right? The good things. Okay. Go ahead. So what's Tosa's answer? Oh, so what does Rabbi Natan say? Split it. Split the statement in half. Okay? What do you mean split the statement in half, Yossi? Let's go. Come on, Yossi, let's go. Let's go. What do you mean split the... You're too warm there. You're too warm with the coat, right? If you make sure, Lamaisi, you take the coat off. Roll up the sleeves, yes. Okay? So what does Rabbi Natan say? Split it. Make the split. Palgini Dibura. What's the split? Malkin al Yichud means what? What is Malkin al Yichud referring to? The Pnuya. It's referring to a Pnuya. You're not going to flog a Pnuya. Ein Osir al Yichud is talking about a what? An Eishishish. But by a Pnuya, she's Taka Osir. Okay, we will malka a promiscuous single girl. What are you doing, being a miyachid with men? We'll flog her. That's, such a behavior is not acceptable. But the aser, ain't oser is talking about ashishish. But a pnuya will be oser. My loss of yosem. Is that beautiful? Now our gemara fits beautifully. Okay, you got to read it slowly because you can misunderstand it a little much. So that's chlor shot in the tisis so far. We got it, chlor. Okay, all right. I want, before we go on in the Tysus, I wanted you to see the Tysus Shonim, okay? Did you see the Tysus Shonim? I went around and said, look at the Tysus Shonim. Let's say over what the Tysus Shonim says in Os Aleph. Tysus Shonim has a stunning Kiddush, and the Tysus Rosh says the same thing that I gave you. Let's just get it. He wants to claim that Rav's statement is talking about what? Rav's statement is talking out of Pnuya, that she's kosher l'kahuna, kamo b'malkin al yichud. That's talking about a Pnuya. The Tosfos Shonim argues on this line of Tosfos. And he says the statement of Rav is talking about a Pnuya as well. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore, ein osrin al yichud is referring to Pnuya. Oh, gavalt. Gavalt. If it's ein osrin al yichud talking about a Pnuya, what do you do with our Gemara? What do you say? So what's up, shot, guys? What does the Tosfos Shonim say? What does my loss of yuchsin mean? If ein osir al yichud is talking about a pnuya, it's talking about our sugya is talking about a specific case where she said kosher nivalti. She said the kosher nivalti, she was modish and nivala, she's not neman with a migu. But if she says no nivalti, then we don't osir al yichud, because why? She has a, you know, there's a sake seika, and that's lamaisim amra lo nivalti, that's what Rav is talking about. So Rav, when he said ein osir al yichud, is talking about a pnuya too. But he was talking about where she said she never had bia. So then we don't say my loss of yuchsin. Lo asum my lib yuchsin. But our case is where she was modish, she had bia. Now the Ritva doesn't like this pshat. The Ritva says ein perisah holei loshen agamara klal. He doesn't like it. So I want you to get down to Tosfos Shonim. Says no. I believe Rav's statement, lock, stock, and barrel, was talking about Pnuya as well. But Rav's statement is ein osir al yichud. I was talking about, Yossi, you know, your winter coat. The suit jacket, if you're wearing, that you keep. Like Daniel has the suit jacket, okay? Suit jacket you keep on, right? But the winter coat, you don't have to have on, right? So that's what Rav is making the split. Rav is saying, Lamaisa, according to the Tosfos Shonim, talking about Eishishish and Pnuya. If he's talking about Eishishish and Pnuya, it says ein osir al yichud. What's shot in our Gemara? Why does Rabbi Shua ask her? Because she was Moda. She was Moda. She had Pia. But when Rav said Ein Osir al Yichud, she was not Moda. She had Pia. So therefore, wouldn't do a my loss of Yosef. So get down. That's why I gave you the Tosfos Shonim Osaf. But write down, it's also the Tosfos Rosh. Okay? So what Rav said, he's talking about she wasn't Moda. She had Pia. It's a beautiful, Beautiful Tais Yishanim, Tais Arash, but the Ritva didn't like the Lashon. Okay, clear? You got it down? That's what the Tais Yishanim says here in Osalif. Oh, we read it at the right time, too. It says Osalif, right there, Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, the Tais Yishanim says it right there. Okay, Daniel Klor, Gabi, you got it? It's a very interesting shot, okay? Let's get it. Okay, Viter now in Tisus. Now he brings up an unbelievable Gemara, Daf Sadi Mebez in the Dharma. Klor, you got it, Johnny? The Tais Yishanim? He's arguing. Tisus says he split Rav's statement. Malkan Ali Yichus talking about Pnuya. Ain't also Ali Yichus talking about Eshish. No, the Tais Yishanim says symmetry, the whole thing. He's talking about the whole thing. Poshim Shad is like the Tais Yishanim. No, I make a split like Rabbeinu Tam? I don't know. Fakir, the Ritva says Rabbeinu Tam's Shad is right. I never would have made a split like that, but it's possible. Okay?
How does
Tais Yishanim explain the Kashya to Tosos? No, the Tais Yishanim, what we just said, it was Masber the Gemara. The Gemara says Rabbi Shu is not believed because our case is talking about what? She was Moda, she had Bia. When she's Moda, she's had Bia, then what? Then Takawi Asara Pnuya. But Rav, when he said Enos, he's talking about she was not Moda, she had Bia. That's the distinction. Okay, go ahead. Bite the Vim Tomar. Go ahead, Johnny. Let's go. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, the Hamil on the third basket in the Dorim. Gabe Ahu Noe, the Isle, the Gabe Dai is so. Amorle Noe.
So you have this, it must have been a very promiscuous guy. He was known as the Noe. Imagine that. Terrible thing. He's known as the Noe. Ahu Noe. The Gemara refers to the guys on Noe. Rahman al Islam. Terrible thing. Guy's known in the community as a Noe. Ahu Noe. Go ahead, that he went up to what? Aula Gaba, that he went to the attic of a woman. Go ahead. Yeah, so the Gemara says the husband comes home, and if you looked up the Gemara, I'll just add on what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the husband comes home, he hides behind a curtain, right? He hides mamish behind a curtain, the Gemara says. So what happens? Then he sees the husband about to eat something, breakfast or whatever, lunch, dinner, and there was a snake that had put its poison in the pot or in that bowl. So the husband's about to eat it, and the guy screams out from behind the curtain. He says, "Don't eat it, don't eat it." He doesn't want the guy to die. So the Gemara says, you know what? You think if he was Mizana with her, you wouldn't want the guy to die so he could take her over, right? So he can marry her. So it must be by the fact he yells out behind the curtain, "Don't eat it, don't eat it." It must be he wasn't Mizana with her. Mashma from that Gemara, that if you didn't have that chazaka, you didn't have that point, then what? Then she would have been us. So let's eat inside. Go ahead. Amalei Noif. Yeah, read Amalei Noif. You start the Gemara again. Who Noif? Yeah. Gabi Noif.
The Isle Gabi Amalei Noif. Lo Teichol Me'anon. The time they knew Chavio.
Chavaya, snake. Right. Amarava. Rava Paskin, the woman's mutter. She wasn't Mizana with the guy. Go ahead. Why? If they were Mizana, he would have wanted the guy to die. Mashmo. Where was the wife? I was wondering. Why didn't the wife tell him not to eat? She must have been outside or in the kitchen or something. Or maybe she didn't like the guy. I don't know. Right? Maybe that's what you have to say. That's what I was wondering. When I always read that Gemara, I was wondering where the wife is. You know what I mean?
The snake in the attic itself. Or in the closet.
Right.
And he was the only one hiding in the closet.
Okay, but you're saying the woman didn't know that the venom was in there. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. That could be also. You mean the woman didn't know. Okay. That could be. The snake was in the closet. How do you know? You have to add on what you're saying, that the woman didn't see the snake. Yet the snake actually, the Noah saw the snake put its venom in the bowl. That's what you have to say. Even if he saw a snake, it's not enough. You have to say that he saw the snake put the venom in the bowl. Okay? So you have to say the woman maybe didn't see that. That's what you have to say. Go ahead. No, so what's the kasha? Smasher, if it wasn't for that, it would be us on Yichud. So what's he asking? What's he asking, the Tisus here?
We see your Osir al Yichud.
You see that what? You see by an Ashishish. What do you mean, Rav says, ain't Osir al Yichud? You see that we do create an Isra al Yichud. Okay? We see that we do create an Isra al Yichud. Which, the truth of the matter is very bothersome. Why is it very bothersome? Why is it very bothersome to say that? To say that this is the kasha? Why did it bother you, a lot of you guys? Why do you think that? Why is this kasha so bothersome? Because what do you normally need to asser a woman? Usually you need kinyan stira, right? usually need kinu and stiru. So that lamaisa is a very, 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 very strong kasha. Now the Taisa Rush says that it's possible to say, and this is what I want you to get down is that the truth of the matter is, one could look at this on a level midrabanan. Okay, if you look at this on a level midrabanan, then lamaisa it's possible to what that we can understand this a little bit better. But we'll get back to it. I want you to note this kasha. Okay. L'chur yishadid kinu in stira. That's the kasha l'maisa. It's very, very strong kasha. So what's the answer? Go ahead. Oh, so the answer is noif shani. That a noif is different. So what does that mean? So I think you have to say, like we said, on a level, dear Isa, you're right. The only way you can aser someone is through what? It's through kinu in stira. But on a level, the rabbanon, this guy is a bad guy, and we are taka choshed. We are choshed l'maisa, that this guy's a bad guy. Ain't osur nalich is a level, dear Isa. Midrabanan, we have to be machmer if the guy's a noif. That's the push of shat l'maisa, you could say in this what? In this teretz, okay? Plus the fact that Taisa Rosh says, I want you to get this down, that he says is that when do we say my loss of yuchsin? Where your motive there was bia. Whether motive there was bia, but if you're not motive that there's bia, we don't say my loss of yuchsin. Right? We don't say my loss of yuchsin. So l'maisa, the Taisa Rosh is saying also, you're going to have to say level d'rabanan, this guy's a bad guy. And therefore, since he's a bad guy, we're chayshin. Okay? So it's a special din. This guy's considered to be a noif mafursim. It's a terrible guy. Okay, go ahead, Rav Yosef. Go ahead. Right. Now, did you guys see this? Is this answering the original kasha? Let's see what he says. When you did this Tosos, when you did this Teretz, is it answering this kasha we just asked from the Dharm, or is it answering the original kasha from Kedushin? Let's see what he says. I think the Pashup Shah in Taisus is that he's answering the original Kasha. Okay? That's what I was thinking. Okay? Everyone else thought the same way? I think so. Go ahead, let's see. Rav Yosef. Right. In other words, read again. Rav Yosef to Shlitin. Kimo. So what does Rabbi Yosef the Shlitan say? You don't have to say like a Rav and make a split. What did Rav Eno Tam say? That Ein Osir Al Yichud is talking about a what? An Eish Yishish. But Osir Al Yichud for a Pnuya. Remember we said Rav Eno Tam in a split? Rabbi Yosef the Shlitan saying no. Ein Osir Al Yichud is also talking about a what? A Pnuya. But what was it talking about? It was talking about if you have a what? If you have a son, yes? If you have a son, can a son marry a woman if that woman had yichud with his father? So Rabbi Yehuda normally says that if a father rapes a woman, the son is usher to that woman for the rest of his life. So Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Yes? Anusa Sovet.
What's the case?
If a father rapes a woman, according to Rabbi Yehuda, his son is usher to that woman for the rest of his life. So what happens if the father had yichud with the woman? There was no rape, but he had yichud. Can the son marry her? Yes. That's what it meant, ain't also not a yichud. It was talking about a pnuya as well. You follow me? But it was only talking about this specific case. But in a kanami for kahuna, is a pnuya mutter with yichud? No. Usser. A pnuya is usser. So if Yosef Mishlitan, right, gives a little bit of a different answer to what? Than Rabbeinu Tam. I want you to get it down. Again, Rabbeinu Tam says that Ein Osir Ala Yichud was only talking about an Eish Yishish. But by a Pnuya, a woman will be Osir. She'll be Osir if she had Yichud with a man. According to Rabbeinu Tam. Osir Ala Yichud by a Pnuya, right? Rabbi Yosef Mishlitan, Halacha L'maisa, the only thing is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ein Osir Ala Yichud is talking about an Eish Yishish, not a Pnuya. Malkin Ala Yichud is talking about a what? A Pnuya. Make a split in the statements. According to Rabbi Yosef Mishlitan, Daniel, what is Ein Osir Ala Yichud referring to? Ein Osir Ala Yichud is referring to an Eish Yishish and a what? And a Pnuya, but a specific case of Pnuya. Where what? Where the father had Yichud with who? With the woman, and therefore it doesn't create an Isser, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. A son is Usher to the woman that the father raped, but if the father had Yichud with her, remains Mutter. You follow me? So it's a machlokes in pshat between Rabbeinu Tam, Yosef Mishlitan, in the pshat in the Gemara. what the Gemara Kedushin was saying. But Ledina, they both agree, both Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yosef Mishlitan, that a Pnuya will be Asur LeKahuna based on Yichud, Maila Asur Yuchsin. I want you to get that shot. You can mess the whole thing up. I want you to get it clear as glass. Shimon, you got me? It's a machlokas of what the statement of Rav is talking about. But regarding the din of whether she's Ksheira LeKahuna and LeGabi Yuchsin, they both agree that she'll be Asur Pnuya. Okay? Pinchas, you got me? That's how you learn the pshat in the Tysis, okay? That's the pshat in the Tysis, okay? Good. Lamaisa, so I think the push-up shot in the Tosfos is that he's going back to answer the original Gemara in Kedushin, okay? That's how you learn the Tysis properly. That's how you learn the Tysis properly, okay? You got me? That he's going back to answer. You get mixed up and say it's going about that. Now, I didn't give it to you, but I want you to look it up tomorrow if you get it. Let's point it out, okay? There's a Tosus later in the Masechet, okay? It's a big Tosus. That's why I didn't give it to you inside. But on Samech Gimel Amud Beis, the Tosus and Dibur Maskel Aval, big Tosus here, deals with the same exact topic. Samech Gimel Amud Beis, okay? And on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, okay? On Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, it comes out the following. Okay, it comes out the following. And Daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis in Maskel Aval, he says that we're talking about a specific case, gives a different answer. Then he says we're talking about a case where the woman says she's Tmeya. So with the combination that there's a Yichud, we answer her. Okay? Yesh lo Osra. This is what Taisa says in Yavamis to Chav Gimel Beis in Maskel Amarebi. Let's get it down, Daniel. That another answer is that what we're talking about in Meseches Ksubis, in our sugya, the reason why ain't osur ala yichud. So why is there pnuya osur? Because we're talking about a specific case where she admitted that she's tamei, that she had bia, and therefore we asa her. We asa her. She was moda, she had bia. It's a lot like Tosfos said yesterday, the previous Tosfos. What did the previous Tosfos say? What did the previous Tosfos say? Now, what's our Gemara talking about? That she admitted she had bia, correct? She admitted she had bia, you're in trouble. And therefore, generally, you're right. Ain osur nala yichud for a what? For a pnuya as well. But if she's moda that she had bia, you're done. We assume it was with a bad guy that would be possible. Okay? That's what Tosfos says in Ksubis Samech Gimel Amud Beis, Daniel. Then he adds on another teretz there, which is an ingenious teretz. I want you to get it down. That maybe what we're talking about is to asser her to the Boel. Maybe what we're talking about is to asser her to the Boel, which is a very, very interesting answer. Okay? Which is a very interesting answer. That we're talking about for the Boel. You follow what I'm saying? We're talking about for the Boel. Meaning, what do you mean for the Boel? Does it din asur labal, asur labal? Even though Yichud does not asur the Baal, but it does asur to the Boel.
Yeah, but once you asur to the Boel, doesn't it asur to the Baal too?
What'd you say? No, asur labal, asur laboel. Asur, kashem shasur labal, asur laboel. But you can have a echitimsa where it'll be asur to the Boel, not the Baal. Namely, this case. So what it comes out here is that Rabbi Shu in our Gemara was commenting on the Boel. You follow me? Ain osur ala yichud for a pnuya as well. But lamaisa, what we're talking about lamaisa in our sugi is ain osur ala yichud is for the eishes ish, but we're going to asur lamaisa on the boil, even though the yichud is not asur labal, but it's going to be asur laboal. So that's a different teretz, halacha lamaisa. That's a different teretz, okay? So that's a very different teretz. I mean, that might have been, you know, why did Tosfos... You remember we said that Taisi Shonim said that the whole heter here is the Ksheira LeKahuna, is the whole Chiddush of Rav's linen Pnuya, that she's Ksheira LeKahuna. By Yeshish, it's Pashat that she's Mutter. It's Pashat that she's Mutter, because you need Kinu and Stira. So the Beis Yaakov points out that Taisi says the reason why I didn't bring in Kinu and Stira is because it's clear that what? That the woman is Mutter with Yichud. The only Shaila is Klapi the Boel. Klapi the Boel, Yichud does not aser. That was Rav's Kiddush. I want you to get that down. Our Tosfos will say Klapi the Boel, it doesn't aser. And Tosfos in Samech Gimel Beis is arguing and saying, no, it will be aser to the Boel. Tosfos on Samech Gimel Amud Beis, Gabi says that a Yichud will not asur the Baal. Of course, we know. But yeah, but our Tosfos argues and says no. That not only is it mutter legabi the Baal, it's mutter legabi the boil. Yichud doesn't asur. The Tosfos Samech Gimel argues that for the boil will be asur. For the boil will be asur. So it's an interesting Kiddush. No, our Tosfos doesn't bring up Kinyu and Stira because Kinyu is a davar pashut. He knew that the Eish Yishu wasn't asur. It's a davar pashut. Our Tosfos held it was a davar pashut lamaisa. There was no reason. Tosfos held the reason why I didn't ask from an Eish and Nesu the Kinyu and Stira because that's bari can be motzi in Eish al ayde baila. The Shaila was the copy of the boil, and therefore that's what lamaisa the Gemara was talking about. Ain osin osal misyache misofik kamo ain asur pnuyu misofik. That was what the Gemara was talking about, Lamais. Okay? Samech Gimel Amud Beis, Pinchas. Okay? So we're talking about Osu Laboel. So if we're talking about Osu Laboel, you could say Lamais, so you understand why it's Taka problem. Okay. Now, Tosos writes there, continuing again. We mentioned two terrors from Tosos there. Tosos quotes the Shiltus that says no. That if she's hiding away, that's called Dover Kiur. What does Kiur mean? Remember we did a few weeks ago about Rochel Yotze? That the spice man came out of her house? Remember we said she's usher? Was that usher to the bowl? Was it usher to who? To the bow. Remember that? We had a machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam Nivomis. We saw the Gemara inside. So here the Tosfos quotes that same Shiltus that when she hides away, she's usher. It's more chamur than Yochid. It's more chamur than Yichud. Okay? So Tosfos, I'm pointing out three Terutsum over there. Okay? The three Terutsum were either the woman was talking about she was Tmeya, and therefore we ask her, or we say that we're talking about the bowl over there, or we say that, you know, this is bad stuff. This is worse than Yichud hiding away. Now, the Ron wants to say in the Dorim, on Dafsadi Alephim and Beis, that he wants the Taina Mi'ikar Adin to know if it's Mutter Mi'ikar Adin, but it's Adin of Baal Nefesh of Kenei Lotzis Vedei Shemayim. The whole thing is a Chumra over there. The whole thing is a chumra over there when it says what? That's a little bit what Tyson said, Noiv Shiny. The whole thing is a chumra maker adin, she should be mutter to the husband. But we're saying that Lamaisa, it's a chumra, kadei lotzis yedei shamayim. So on a level of chumra, she should have been machmer, and we should ask to the husband, to his wife, if we find a guy there with yichud. The whole thing is a chumra midrabanan. But because he made that statement, we're makel. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So this is what I want to point out, this Tyson and Samach Gimel on the base. You got me, Daniel? Again, what are the three terutsim? Either one, she was what? Mode that she had bia. Number two, we're talking about the ball there. Yichud taka asus to a ball for the pnuya. Or number three, we're talking about davar kiyur. It's a terrible, terrible thing. When Rav said they know Sarah Yichud, he meant stam Yichud Eli. But when they hide away, what are they hiding away for? Obviously for znus. And that's what we were talking about. Ruach shenistera. The Ron just pointed out, Lamaisa. The Ron just pointed out that Gemara in the Nedarim was just a Chumra Ba'alma. It's Mikra, then she's Mutter, but it's a Chumra Ba'alma. But what I want to just point out here is, Daniel, let's get this. Why did our Tosfos ignore Samech Gimel and Beis Tosfos answers? Why is that? What do you think? What's the reason the Pnei Yoshua says why our Tosfos didn't give those Terutsim? Why do you think Tosfos didn't give those Terutsim? What do you think? What do you suggest? Why didn't Tosfos say like the Tosfos over there that we're Moda, that she's Nivola, and that's why she's Usser? Why? But Rav's talking about we are not Moda. What do you think? Because did Rav make any distinction? Rav said what? What's the Lashon of Rav in the Gemara, Gabi? What's Rav's Lashon? Ain't Usser, no, well, Yichud. Whether she admits, whether she doesn't admit. That's why Tosfos didn't like that answer. No? Do you see any evidence of that in Rav's statement? Eli, he says, Ein osun ala yichud. Doesn't make a difference what she says. Whether she's moda or whether she's not moda, she was mezana. That's why our Tosfos didn't like that shot. Okay? So that's why he had to answer no if shiny. He didn't like those answers. Can't give me those answers that she was moda, that she was mezana, and that Gemara. She was moda, that she was mezana. Or you want to say it's talking about the boa? What's the story with the Gemara and the Nedarim? What did Tosfos say, Pinchas? Our Tosfos said boa, no if shiny. What did Tosfos in Ksuba Samech Gimel Amud Beis say? No, different answers to the Gemara and the Nedarim. Either what? She was moda that she was mezana. Number two, we were talking about she can never marry the bull. Number three, I mean, she's hiding away with the guy. It's bad news, right? Those are three different answers to the Gemara and the Nedarim, Gabi. Not like our answer. The Ran and the Dharm said an answer also that it's a, you know, it's a din of a chumrah. Some chumrah. Similar to Artosis, that answer. But the Yeshua says, why did Artosis ignore those answers? You know why? Because Rav did not, he said, Enos or Aliyichah, no matter what. Whether she's moda, she's not moda. Pashup Shat, the Gemara is not talking about the boel there. No. The Gemara is talking about whether she can stay with her husband. So that's why I think Artosis did not like what? Did not like those answers. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. But I have to tell you, I think it's against, and the Magine Shlomo says, you can't say that. Because what was Tosas Kasha yesterday? Does anyone remember? The previous Tosas. What was Tosas Kasha? What was Tosas Kasha? That what? Tosas Kasha was what yesterday? The previous Tosas. That Rabbi Yeshua was talking about what? Right? We want to say that Rav is talking about what? If you want to tell me that Rav's talking about that she was Moda, she's Nivola, and Rabbi Yeshua's talking about Moda, so what was his Kasha? The whole Kasha of Tosis was that Rabbi Yeshua is talking about Moda, she's Nivola, and Rav is talking about when you're not Moda, she's Nivola, right? If you want to say like what I just said from the Pnei Yeshua and Tosos, that we assume that Rav's talking about whether she's Nivola or not, what was Tosis Kasha yesterday? The whole Kasha doesn't start. So obviously you have to say Rav is talking about when what? When she was not Moda, she was Nivola. You follow me? The Magine Shlomo says you can't say what the Pnei Yeshua said. Again, let's get the Cheshbon guys. Why does Art Tosfos give a unique answer for the Gemara in the Dark? That the guy Hahu Noeth is shiny because he's a Chashid guy. Give Tosfos Terutsu and Tzimachim and Beis, which is what, Daniel? Either she was Moda, she was Temeah, or it's talking about the Boil. Or, you know, hiding away is worse. Why does Tosus not? Because Tosus said, Rav made a blanket statement, Enos and Aliyichud, says the Pnei Yeshua. That's why our Tosus wasn't interested in those answers. Enos and Aliyichud means across the board, whether she's mode or she's not mode, I don't care. Enos and Aliyichud, done. That's why the Pnei Yeshua said our Tosus stood away from it. Says the Magine Shlomo, you know what? That's very schwer. Because the previous Tosus said that Rabbi Yeshua was talking about a case where she was Moda, she was Nivola. And Rav was talking about a case where she was not Moda. So don't give me the business that the very next Tosfos assumes across the board that Rav is talking about both whether she's Moda and when she's not Moda. You follow me? That'll be like a steer from one Tosfos to the next. That's unacceptable. That's what the Magine Shlomo says. So you have to come up with a different beer why our Tosfos didn't like those Tirutz. Okay?
Can I repeat that?
Sure. In other words, the Gemara and the Darim you have to take care of. So our Gemara says, no, if shiny, our Tosis. Tosis and Samachim gave other Terutzim. Either she was Moda, or either it's talking about the Boyo, or either the hiding way is much worse than regular Yichud. So the Pnei Yeshua says, our Tosis didn't like those Terutzim, because Rav made a blanket statement. Ain't no Sun Ali Yichud to everybody. Whether she's Moda, she's not Moda, whether it's to the Baal or the Boyo, right? Everything, right? Whether it's a hidden place or not so hidden, everything across the board. So the Pnei Yeshua says the Magine Shlomo, one point is difficult. Because you can't tell me Rav was talking about a case where what? Where she was Dafka, what Moda, she was Nivola. Because the previous Tosis began by saying, we got a problem. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about a case where she was Moda, she's Nivola, and Rav's talking about where she was not Moda. But you just got through saying that what? Our Tosis thinks that Rav's talking about all cases. You know what I mean? Whether she's Moda or not Moda. So it would come out to be a steer between the two Tosas, one after the other. That's very difficult. So you have to come up with a different beer. Why aren't those negative theories? But don't give that, don't make that ha'ara. You can't make that ha'ara. Because the previous Tosas got me boxed in Rav. That Rav was talking about a case where what? Where she was not Moda, she was Nivola. Right? It become a steer in the two Tosas. It's a very nice cheshbon, this Magine Shlomo. Okay? It's a very nice cheshbon that I wanted to bring out. Okay, we got it, Clore? You got it, Johnny? You got that, Clore? Okay, so we have different Terutz from that Gemara. Pinchas clear now? The Magine Shlomo is really hitting on that one point that you can't tell me he's talking about whether she's what? Nivola, whether she was Moda or not Moda. You just said in the previous Tosa, Rav was talking about where she was the Vedavka, not Nivola. And Rabbi Yeshua knew about Nivola, so don't tell me that's the shot. Okay, you got it, Gabi? That's the chesed. You don't want to have Tulsa Sosa each other from one Tulsa's to the next. Okay. Now, what I want to get to now is, why is it, Taka, guys, that Yichud doesn't Aser? Why does Yichud not Aser? Halacha L'maaseh. Why does it not aser? Okay, let's talk about let's say by an ashishish lemaisa it doesn't aser because there's no kinyan in stira. Let's say halacha lemaisa. What's the reason why? So Reb Chaim says in Hilchos Yibum Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, he says as follows. He says it's muteris mitam sofik, meaning to say that only if there's kinyan stira can you aser a married woman on a husband. Anything short of kinyan stira is muteris mitam sofik. You have to get to at least the level of kinyan stira. That's what Reb Chaim writes in Perek Vav Halacha Yutes Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. Any stira that doesn't have kinyan before it, then that's considered to be suffic, and a suffic in the realm of Ishus, we're saying to break up a marriage is mutter. The only time a suffic is kevada is when you have kinu and stira.
What about
pnuya? So pnuya, we would have to think and ask ourselves, my loss of yuxin, right? Right, my loss of yuxin. We impose a chumra midrabanan gavi on the pnuya. We're not going to do that on a married couple. We're going to do that on a pnuya. Right? We're going to do that on a pnuya, but not going to do it on a married couple. But what I want you to get from Reb Chaim is that a suffik, whether a married woman has been mezana, is mutter. I, Rebbe, you'll tell me mutter, a suffik derives from l'chumra, not when it comes to breaking up a marriage. You follow me, Pinchas? When it comes to breaking up a marriage, you need what? You need kinui and stira. A suffik in marriage, l'mais, is going to be mutter. That's where Reb Chaim says it. No, they're not, because there's no usher. A suffik al pidin is mutter.
It was in the beginning. When we were
anything is short, right?
Although in the beginning of the Gemara, we were talking about it's a suffik of ish ish, maybe he's going to be with her or not. That's super machmer.
I don't understand what you're asking.
What he asked, that in the beginning of the perek, we had that discussion of when ish ish, when he's going to be living with her in a suffik isser for
right.
His life. Isn't that a super machmer that you can't just...
Right, we don't want to, but here we're dealing with a situation where she was might have been with another man. So make her identify, a suffik and ishus is mutter. We're saying al pidin, she's mutter. All right, we're saying asun al yichu, she had yichu with another man. Okay? That was the whole sugi before was talking about Pesach Pasuach, Ezra. That's if you have a Pesach Pasuach, where he lived with the woman and he claimed based on evidence. Here we just have yichu, we're talking about yichu. Anything short of Yichud, she wasn't with the other. We don't know what happened, Lamais. Done in a married couple, a married 15, 20 years. Okay, that's Pesach Pasuach. He has a problem himself, Lamais. It's based on Shavi and Afshe, right? So therefore, in Lamais, from the manner of Yichud, Lamais, it's considered to be what? Considered to be a what? Considered to be Mutter, according to Reb Chaim. The other way of learning is, I think, Artosis. What does Artosis say, the previous Tosis? Dibra Maskel Ein. What did Tosa say, dear Maskel Ein? What did the Tosa say, dear Maskel Ein? How did he learn up the Kasha of Gemara? That in one suffik we find that what? Rabbi Yeshua is Machmir, and then we find on another suffik we're Mekel, Ein Osran Ali Yichud. Why is that? Because there's a din of what? Ches Chazaka. And a woman has a Chazaka that she's Mutter to her husband. She has a Cheskes Kasherus, and that Cheskes Kasherus continues. So I want you to get that down. When you say Ein Osur Al Yichud, she's mutter by an Ashishis. But why is it mutter? Is it mutter because a suffik is mutter? Or do you formulate it is that it never the suffik is zal because it's a cheskes heter? There's two ways of saying it. Why we assume it's okay halacha lamaisa. Okay, there are two ways that you could formulate it. Yes, Vera.
So there's no husband, there's no chazaka, therefore.
We would be machmir, yeah, by pnuya, my loss of yuchsin, correct? My loss of yuchsin, which is what we're machmir in our Gemara, like Rabbi Yeshua, correct? We're working with Rabbi Yeshua. Yes, Shimon, go ahead.
In Reb Chaim, even if it's not yichud ba'alma, it's like you said yesterday.
Yeah, like the marik.
Even so, you're gonna have to say
if you hold like Rabbi Gamliel, right? Yeah. You hold like Rabbi Yeshua in Lamaisa. If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, Lamaisis, Rabbi Yeshua says, my loss of Yuxim, and not by a married couple. They're already married. Okay. Very good. So we got this so far. Everyone, you got this, Clore? Okay. Now, I want to get to the following now. Okay. Let's get to The following Nikud is very important. Okay, then we got to get to Hilchos Pesach. Okay, there's a lot we still got to do here. But what's the story here according to Rav Gamliel? In this whole sugya, what do you do according to Rav Gamliel? What did our Gemara say? Lema delo k'Rav Yeshua. What do you do about Rav Gamliel? What do you do about Rav Gamliel? So Lamaisa, what do you say? So I gave you the following. The Ritva and the Ra'ah speak about the following case. Let's get it. According to Rav Gamliel, why is this not true? What does Rav Gamliel say? When does Rav Gamliel say it's mutter? When she claims l'kashan ivalti. But if she doesn't claim anything, the Gemara says you need to dial it off. And Rav Gamliel says, alim le'bari. So when Rav says, ein esur al yichu, he's talking about where there's no tain in all. Why does our Gemara say it's only against Rav Yeshua? Should also be against Rav Gamliel. Because the Rav Gamliel says the only time she's believed is she makes a claim. But when Rav says, ein osur al yichu, that's if she doesn't even make a claim. Ein osur al yichu is where she doesn't even make a claim. So why is the Gemara only bothered, oh, it's against Rav Yeshua, it should also be against Rav Gamliel. The Ritva and the Ra'ah asked this kasha. Daniel, you got me? The Gemara says, Leibid lo k'Rav Yeshua, Eino Sarala Yichus against Rav Yeshua is machmer. Should also be against Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel also says she's only mutter if she made a bari claim. Rav says she's mutter even if she doesn't make a claim at all. So the Gemara should have said, Leibid lo k'Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel. So the Ritva says like this. The Ritva says that Rabbi Gamliel, you have to be Mamid Rav.
Why does Rabbi Gamliel say you have to have a Bari claim?
That's what the Gemara says, and you dial him off. All in later, Rabbi Gamliel, Bari.
I already know that he has
only a if there's a Bari. The Gemara says it.
Yeah, then we said there's also Migo and Chazaka.
The Gemara says here, and regarding our Mishnah, right, there's no Chazaka here, Lamaisa, right? We're talking about a Pnuya. Our Gemara, the third Mishnah, we're talking about Migo Chazaka was by Yimishastani and then Asti. Here we're talking about what? Lamaisa, she makes a claim, the Gemara says, you dial it off. She makes a claim, she doesn't make a claim, what's going on? Why is the Gemara saying, Laman look, Rav Yeshua should also be against Rav Gamliel? So the Ritva says, that Rav Gamliel's Mamid Divrei Rav, both where she claimed Bari. Please get it. Yes, the Ritva says, when Rav said, Nosar Alich, was talking about where she claimed Bari. She actually says something. She actually says that she was Lakasher Nivalti. You're making a kimtin, Rav.
Didn't we just say the previous Tosfos holds that Rav said that she didn't make a statement? Didn't we say that from the previous Tosfos? From Tosfos, the
Ain. Yeah. This is the Ritva. Ritva's arguing. You're right. So it's against Tosfos.
Okay,
it's a good horror. Tosfos, very good. Tosfos said that according to Rav, right? Remember we said according to Rav, Rav was talking about where she did not, she was not invited. Correct. It's a good horror. Excellent. You see the Ritva's against what? You see the Ritva's against the Tosfos. Excellent, Pinchas. That's number one. So Ritva says, you make Mukim Rav, or she says something. She makes a bargain. The Ra'ah says differently. The Ra'ah says, according to him, Mishum L'daita, there's no steep from the Yichud, there's no Rai that there was a Bia. What's the din of an Eishasish? A married woman wakes up one morning, she says to her husband she was Mizana. What's the din? Do we believe her? We don't believe her. Gemara Nadarim Dafsadiyam and Beis. She's not believed to say Tmei Ani Lecha. She's Meshubit to her husband. So therefore, you don't have to claim, she doesn't have to claim Bari. Her time doesn't make a difference. Even if she claims she was Mizana, we don't believe her. So the din is Yichud does not Aser. By a Pnuya, if she claims Shenitma, we believe her, and she's Pasul Lekuna. So that's why she's got to claim to Bari that she wasn't Nivela Lepasula. And if she doesn't make a claim, we Pasul or Misafik. According to Yeshua, the Etzim Yichud is a Raya in the Tumid. So that's the kasha on Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rav says, ain't also not a Yichudi without a taina. The stomach, she was nivola, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So you're according to Rabbi Gamliel. Let's get this, Johnny. Again, why does Gamliel say, Lame the law, Rabbi Yeshua? Should also be according to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel needs a taina's bar. Should he make a claim? Ain't also not a Yichudi even without a claim. Right? Ain't also is even without a claim. So the Ritva says, no. The Ritva says, no, Rav says, no, so if she makes a tain, it's bari. Pinchas point out, it's against Tosfos. Good. Very excellent. The Ra'ah says, what are you worried about? It's not a kash at all. Going through Gamliel, she's always believed. She's never believed. She says, to me, Anil, she's never believed. Even if she doesn't say anything, she's not Aser. Even when she says something, she's not believed. Only by a Pnuya, Lamaisa, do we say there's a tainus of bari. By a pnuya, there's a tainus of bari. Then if she claims nitma, then she's nemenis and nifsal kun. Then you have to claim that bari she wasn't nivola. And if she doesn't claim, she'd be possibly suffered. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the etzim yichud asers her. So why does Rav say no son al yichi without a tainin? The stomach, she was nivola. See, according to Rabbi Gamliel, halacha l'maisa, it's what? According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's going to be fine. She claims nitma, she's nemenis. She's nifsala lakuna. And therefore, she's got a claim bibari shalom nifsala. But if she doesn't claim anything, we made it to when it's psula misafik shema im titan toda shenivala lapasala. So that's what the Ritva, that's what the Ra wants to tain is such a teretz. Everyone got the teretz, in other words? According to the Ritva, ain't also yichud only she claims a bari. She claimed a bari. So that's, according to Ramliel, it's fine. But the Ritva, the Ra'al wants to say a different terz. The Ra'al wants to say, according to Gamliel, it's never a problem. Because Yichud never assers at all. So if Yichud never assers, her Taina doesn't make a difference at all. So if her Taina doesn't make a difference at all, so then it's fine. Don't tell me, Olin Le Bari, that he needs a Bari. He only needs a Bari in a case of Yichud, he doesn't need a Bari. She's never believed. So Halacha L'maisa, you can't tell me, oh, Einos and Yichud is against from Gamliel. It's not against from Gamliel. The only time that you'll need a claim of Bari is when what? Is when Lamaisa, she what? She's Tuenis, Lakasha, Nivalta. Then you have to be a claim of Bari. But Stamazoi, the time is according to Gamliel, Yichud doesn't make a difference at all. If she claims by a Pnuya she was Nitma, then she'll be Nemenis, and she's Nifselis Lakuna. Then she to make it, she has to claim Bari to save herself. She doesn't claim anything, then she'll be Psula Misafe, because maybe she would admit. But Lamaisa is a fundamental difference between what? Between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua on that. I mean, that's really what the Ritva says. What does the Ritva say? She has a cheskes aguf. The Ritva says, when he goes vayt, he says she has a cheskes aguf, she has sheir lakuna. Why do you need a tainus bari? Because if she doesn't claim it, it's like she's motor, she's nifsala. But by an ashish, there's never a problem. She doesn't need a tainus, she's never usher. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold a cheskes aguf. The male rechosh l'stir as if she had bia, and therefore would be a problem. At least mid the rabbanon. So that's the pshat l'maisa you want to suggest. Like there's a cheskes aguf all the time, so you have nothing to worry about. There's a cheskes aguf that she's kshei lakuna, so you don't need a tainus bari l'maisa. You don't need a tainus bari. That's basically what the Ritva wants to tain it. So when the Gemara says, let's get it, lema d'lo kareb Yeshua. What does lema d'lo kareb Yeshua mean? When Rav said ain't also on Yichud, it's against who? Rabbi Shua, who asks us, why is it not against Rav Gamliel? Doesn't Rav Gamliel require a tainus bari? So Ritva says yes, she requires a tainus bari. And when Rav said ain't also on Yichud, when she has a tainus bari, so therefore that's good. They're good. They'll like one another. And if there is no tainus bari, itaka will be us. Okay, good. The Ra'a says no. The Ra'a says even without a tainus bari, Rav Gamliel says it's fine. Even without a tainus bari, really says fine, because you have a cheskes aguf, all the time, that she's kshera lakuna. So therefore what? Therefore, even by a pnuya, l'maisa, right? You need a tainus bari is only if she doesn't claim anything, right? But by, even if she doesn't claim anything. But l'maisa, the truth of the matter is, and that's what the Shev Shmaitza says. Shev Shmaitza says that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Ayin Hem and Aleph, that it's Efshir that our Mishnah is only when the Rov Cherim. But Rav Gamliel says, why do they say Nemenis? You don't need a Nemenis, there's a Rov. So the Shev Shemaitza says, no. According to Ron Ritva, even if there's a Rov, you need a Nemenis. Because if she's quiet, it's like a Hodor. It's a Hodor that maybe she was Toenis, Lifsol, Nivalti. So that's the Pshat Lamaisa the Ritva wants to tie. If she doesn't claim anything, she'll be Psulim Misafek. So it's not that Rav Gamliel requires a bari. He doesn't require a bari by pnuya. That's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara says what the Gemara means if she doesn't say anything is if she's being modest, she's been lifsal along. That's all she's saying. She has to reclaim that. According to Yeshua, Yichud asks her no matter what. So that's why it's lame alok Rav Yeshua. But don't tell me the Rav Gamliel, oh, it's against Rav Gamliel also. The only reason why she has to make a bari is because if she doesn't say anything, then we assume she was with a nifsula. She was with a pasula. So that was basically the Ritva's answer. She has a cheskes aguf. She has a cheskes aguf, then it's fine, lemaisa. Rabbi Shua doesn't have a cheskes aguf, therefore always choshes that maybe what? Maybe she was mizan, at least for the Rabbanon. See, she's got to say something here in our Gemara, not because of the bari, because otherwise we're moted to it. So it's not a problem. Ein osun ala yichud. Ein osun ala yichud, he was talking about what? In Eish Yishish. By a pnuya, she'll have to claim something. Okay. She'll have to claim something. So that's exactly what the Gemara means. It's not a problem. That's exactly what the Gemara means. So it's not a kasha just on Rabbi Yeshua. It's a kasha only on Rabbi Yeshua. It's not a kasha on Gamliel. And that's what the Shev Shemaita says. Why do you need a rove? The Rabban says, if we're talking about a rove, why do you need her nemonis? Because you need her nemonis. Because if she's so sick, it's like a hodoya, that if she would have said something, maybe she was is l'apostle. So that's the chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay? And the kasha Gemara is only lefi Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it never was a problem. That's goofy what... You could say, I mean, that was goofy what the Gemara's Terence is, but you don't have to come on to that, Lamaisa. Either you say that Enos Yichus, when she says Bari, like Rabbi Gamliel says, or you could say, the only reason why Rabbi Gamliel requires a Bari by a Pnuya is because if she doesn't say anything, we're Taka Choshet that she was with what? With Apostle. And that's why it's Enos Yichus is not against Rabbi Yeshua. It's not against Rabbi Gamliel. Because Rabbi Gamliel claims, Lamaisa, you don't have to have the Bari. You don't have to have a Bari. The only reason why you have to have a bar in our case is if she doesn't say anything, we're choshet that something was a problem. That's the pshat lemaisa that you have to say. She's never a problem because she's not believed anyway. She's not believed anyway. So that's the pshat that the Ritval wants to tie in, how he embellishes what? Embellishes the raw. That's the pshat lemaisa, why it's not considered to be a problem. Don't tell me I think Gemara says, olim le rav gamliel bari. Right? What's pshat? Rav gamliel, Rav saying even when there's not a bari. Rabbi Gamliel is only talking about when there's a bari. Kasha, isn't that against Rabbi Gamliel? No, Rav's even talking about a bari. Ain't also when she's a bari. No, the Ross says, you don't have to say that. When the Gemara said you need a bari, you have to have a bari here because otherwise we're concerned that what? That she might have been moted. By an HCC, she has the cheska gufa, never a problem. By a pnuya, in Lamaisa, she has to say something. It's not a problem. She says something, it's okay. Yes, go ahead, Elder.
Why is Rabbi saying we need her nemanis?
We need her nemanis, and we can't rely on a rove. The Rabban asks, if we have a rove or a ksher, what do we need her nemanis for? So the answer is, you know why we need her nemanis, the Shmaitza says? The Shmaitza is in what? Shmaitza is in Shmaitza Dal Perichav Beis. What's the answer? The Shmaitza says, because exactly what the Ritva and the Ra say. You need her nemanis. Because if she doesn't say anything, we're up to saying that maybe she's Shosekis, it's a Hodah, because if she would have said something, maybe she's saying she Nivalti to Apostle. The robe is not enough to be mowed on. You can't rely on the robe that she's sharing. That's what the Shev Shmaitza wants to tie in based on this point of the what? Of the Ritva and the Ra'ah. Okay. Next Nakuda, and then I want to get to the Hilchos Pesach. What's one more Nakuda? Okay, we didn't even get to define what a zone is. Tomorrow we have to do that. Halacha L'maisa. In the Ploni, Ish Ploni. But I want to just get when Rabbi Yeshua says what he says, is this L'chachil or even B'dievet? Is this L'chachil or B'dievet? What do you say?
What does it mean?
In other words, does Rabbi Shul say that this woman wants to marry someone who's a ksheira L'chachila? Do we ask her it? But if B'dievet she got married, we won't make them get divorced? Let's say B'dievet she did marry a regular Jewish guy. Rabbi Shul let it go or not? Rabbi Shul says we don't believe her, right? What does he mean we don't believe her? We don't believe her even B'dievet if she married a guy? Or do we, Olachachila won't let her marry a regular guy. You follow me?
Yeah.
Well, this mission was the Rabbonim, no?
Well, how do you compare Rabbi Yeshua to Rav? I mean, Rabbi Yeshua maybe is only talking to Chachila, he says, that we shouldn't let her get married. And even if she gets married, okay, she didn't listen to us, so we'll, like, fine her. We'll make her get divorced because she, you know, she ignored us. But in Eishes Kohen, the Rashba asks, what's the comparison? In Eishes Kohen that has Yichud, Eishes Yitha that has Yichud, we never found that Rabbi Yeshua Aser, going to break up a marriage for 20 years? They've been married for 20 years. What's the kasha from Rav? Rav's talking about a b'dievet. They're not going to break up a marriage for 20 years. Rabbi Shu is not talking about that. Rabbi Shu is not talking about that. That's what Rav's talking about, b'dievet. Rabbi Shu is talking about the l'chachilu. So you know what the Ravid says? The Rashba quotes the Ravid and he says, that was goofing the answer to the Gemara. My loss of b'yuchsim means l'chachilu. B'dievet, Rabbi Shu would never what? Rabbi Shu would never aser b'dievet in Eish Yishish. And therefore, the Havamina was, as I said, that Rav is talking about what? A Pnuya as well. And therefore he asked the kasha. Gemara's answer is that it's only Eishesish. Rav is only talking about Eishesish. You drop off, he wasn't talking about a pnuyah. That's exactly what the Ravid says. So the Ritva says, like the Ravid, that the whole din of Rabbi Shu is lechachila. But he says an amazing thing. He says that the Ravid made a point that even if they got married, we would make them get divorced because she ignored us. It's like we're angry about it. It's like a lechachila dash b'dieven. You follow me? We're not talking about 20 years of marriage. The Ritva says, no way. We would not do that. We would let them stay married. We would not make them get divorced. He says, halacha l'mais, because the whole thing was only yichud anyway. If it was bia, for sure, okay, I understand. He says, that would be mikra din. Wouldn't be my loss of yuchsin. So, l'mais, I want you to get that machlokes between the Ritva and the Ravid. Would we actually make her get divorced if she ignored us? The Ravid says yes, the Ritva says let it go. But in general, at the end of the piece of the Rashba, it says the whole Ravid is shvir. Why is the whole Ravid shvir? Because the Gemara should have given that answer that what Rav's talking about is an Eishesish. That Rav's talking about an Eishesish. And therefore he says that what? He disagrees with the Ravid's whole pshat. And therefore he says that Rabbi Shu's talking about even b'dieved, even an Eishesish, l'maisis medamet to a shvuya, and therefore ain't apetrobis la'rayis. And therefore, Rabbi Shu holds Osun ala Yichud. Wow. Osun ala Yichud. So the Havamina of the Gemara was that he asked Eishesish with Yichud. And that was a high level deraisa. And the Gemara answers, no, it's Midr Rabbanan. That's what you got to say. That's my loss of Yichud. But the Havamina was that Yichud would asr on an Eishesish. That's basically what the Rashba says. Ain't up in terms of Arayas. Did deraisa Yichud would asr on an Eishesish? Kamashma? No, it's only considered to be a Chumra Midr Rabbanan by the din of what? By the din of what? By the din of a pnuyah. Halacha l'maisa. So that's a big ain osur ala yichud. L'maisa is my loss of yuchsin by a pnuyah will be makar. By nature, sheesh, we know we won't. But at least on a level the arisa in the kasha, the Gemara held that otaka would be osur. That's where the Rashba wants to say pshat and rabbi. You can't say that's in the maskana. No one osurs. No rishon ever masters a married woman if she had yichud with a man to osur them. No way. It's not possible. Okay. So let's get the Ochos Pesach. Tomorrow we got to pick up how to define what a zone is when we talk about each ploni kohen who. A lot of other details we got to do. We have to go a little bit back into Gemara. So I want to talk about now 2 points in the Haggadah, and then we'll go to specifically talk about matzah. Okay? There's a story in the Haggadah about the mice of the Chachamim of Bnei Brak. Now, the Gedolei Ador need to be reminded to say Kriya Shema. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. That's one kasha. Number two kasha is, second kasha is, how is it possible, if you've ever been in a lecture or a class and you feel that the professor doesn't know what they're talking about, on that topic, what's going to happen? If you had to have an exam of that lecture afterwards, you probably get a zero because you're probably not listening well because you think he doesn't know what he's talking about. And you always have that in the back of your mind. You probably would get a zero. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that Mitzvah Sipri Sisrat ends when? At Chatzos. He's probably thinking to himself, 3 o'clock in the morning, let's learn Ksubis. What are we doing? Now, because he would have that mindset, don't you think he would at least get one? He at least would get up for a minion? At least he would. Sure. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. At least he is going against his own shita. You think that he'd be... first kashas, how could all the good old Ador forget the Dav? Imagine it. Rav Moshe and the Rav Zatzal, Yaakov Kamenetsky, they're going to forget the Dav. Say Krishma. Number two is, I'm saying, according to Elazar ben Azariah, he's going against his own shita. How could you entertain such a havamit? That he would forget to what the daven. So what I want to suggest is as follows, and this is very critical, and I want you to convey this to your families. The purpose of the Haggadah is to go into a time machine. You relive an experience. It's not commemoration. It's chayv odom lirosaf kilu yotzim mitzrayim. The Rambam's gears is chayv odom laharos, to show to other people. To convey it, to demonstrate it. It's far to that beautiful meaning to put matzah on your shoulders. To demonstrate this. It's not what a commemoration. It's a reliving of an experience. And that's what you do when you walk, when you say Kiddush. Before you say Kiddush, you say to everyone, we're going into a time machine. Literally. This is what you must convey. So I say to my family before we start the Kiddush, we are now doing this. Strap on the seatbelts. We are now going into a reliving experience. And you know who knows this the best? The Gedolei Ador. The Gedolei Ador lose themselves to the degree that they would have forgotten the Davening. Because it's an enterprise of reliving the experience. It's not a commemoration. And therefore, because it's reliving an experience of Chayavidam Laharos is Atzpil Yotzim Mitzrayim. And it says, Afilu Kulanu Nevoinim. Even if you know Kol Torah Kula, you know all the Ramah, it's not intellectual experience tonight. What is it? It is an emotional experience. And the more you engage, Harezeh Meshubuch. And that is why, what do we say to the Chacham? What do you say to the Chacham? When he says, my Edisu, what do you say to him? We say, don't, Eimachdin achar Pesach hafikol. What is that halacha talking about? Why are you telling that halacha all of a sudden, that halacha? Why that halacha? It's to convey that what? You have to keep the tamats in your mouth the whole night. For you who knows Shas and Rambam, it's not intellectual experience. It is an emotional experience. And keep that tamats in your mouth the whole night. That's what it's all about. Don't lose it, we're saying. That's what we're conveying to Chacham. That's why we specifically say that halacha. And that is why even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who would have the whole night thinking, let's learn Ksubis, let's learn Gomlir of Yeshua, it ended at Chatzos. You become so enraptured and so taken by this experience, he himself, even against his own shita, would have forgot to say Kriya Shema. This is the pshat in that story. And that's really the essence and the core of the Haggadah, what you're supposed to be doing. And that is why we speak about all four. We bring everyone into this time machine. You speak everyone on his madrega. How did you speak to the Tom? Yushalmi says the Tippish. Tom is a Tippish. How do you speak to the Tippish? You speak to him on his level. He can relate to what? Anthropomorphism. Hashem has a strong hand, outstretched arm. He can relate to that. You don't just say, oh, get out of the time machine. You're not rolling. Everyone's rolling. What do you say to the Russian? What do you say to the Russian? You're stark with him. Like the Rav said, Kafui Tov, your Dino Kapikiris. If you have that attitude, you wouldn't have come with us. You would not come with us now. You're not going to be able to relive the experience if you have that attitude. And the Enu De Elisho, we don't say, oh, you're too bashful. Forget about it. You know, you come another time. We don't say that. At Ptachlo, Alash Nikeva, Rachmanis. The father's midas adin, the mother midas rachamim, lashon nekeva. You bring him in. At ptachlo. Everyone has to come into this experience. That is the ikar, guys, of this evening. And the truth is, there is a statement in the Haggadah where we say, Baruch hamakom baruch hu, baruch shenasan teir liyisrael. What is that all about? You're going through the Haggadah. What's that all about? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. So the Rav said it's Birkas HaTorah. What kind of Birkas HaTorah? There is a shita that says, the Hagos Mamonios quotes, that if you do, the Rashi used to have a minig, when he came into shul in the morning, he'd learn himself, he said Birkas HaTorah. And then before, when he said the shir to the men, he would say another Birkas HaTorah, because a new form of Talmud Torah. It's Talmud Torah Barabbim. We don't paskin like that. But anytime you engage in a new form of Talmud Torah, it might warrant a new Birkas HaTorah. So what's the genre of Talmud Torah that we do in Haggadah? We quote a pasuk and we say a drasha. Torah shebichsav, Torah shebapeh. Pasuk drasha, say Oman. The Otzer HaGolem says the reason why we do that is because we want to go against the Karoyim, who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. But this is a new form of Torah Shabbat, of learning, so it might warrant the Berakhs of Torah. So we don't say Hashem Hashem, but we say Baruch HaMakam Baruch Hu, Baruch Shinasin Torah Le'amal Yisroel. That's what the Rav wants. It's like you take a commercial break in the middle, you sing a Berakhs of Torah. Like, where's it come from? Because you're engaging in a new type of Talmud Torah, you have to say Baruch HaMakam Berakhs of Torah. And that's the new form, because you're combining Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, to go against the Karoyim. But which character do we choose in Tanakh, in the Haggadah, that would mess this all up? Who was it? Lavan. What parsha we read? The parsha of the Bikurim, right? That's what we quote in the Haggadah. Parsha of Bikurim. You're supposed to have a karas atov to Hashem, the Chinuch says, that he took us out of Mitzrayim. Sipur Yisis Mitzrayim. That's what the mitzvah is. Sipur Yisis Mitzrayim. It's a karas atov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why men and women are mechuyim. Men and women are mechuyim in Akar Satov. So we go through that parsha. So Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out to us, and he said, based on the Rabbeinu Yonah, why that specific parsha? Because you know, Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. You know, Torah Shebichsav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. We pass it on the Mordechai. If you're not going to make a mistake, it's fine. If we have a chumash, we have a siddur, it's fine. But Mikra, I didn't other sheet to say, you should have a Sefer Torah there. So there's a shita, I think it's of Rav Haigon or of Rav Minahar, that says any parsha that's a chovas kriya, you know how every morning we have to say kriya shema and every evening, that parsha is exempted from that whole cloth. Anytime if I would teach a bar mitzvah boy kriya shema in the Torah, I don't need to look in a cloth. Beksav means a cloth, but since that parsha has to be said every day. You think Hashem expects us to take out a Sefer Torah and say Kriya Shema from a cloth every day? No. So anytime you utilize that parsha, you never have that cloth of Torah Shebichsav cannot be recited Baal Peh. You follow me? And that's the Mishnah of, what does the Mishnah say in Brachas? That if someone says Kriya Shema after this man, it's un-Kori B'Torah. You can call him Kori B'Torah. You could say the Kriya Shema. It's 11 o'clock in the morning, past this man Kriya Shema. Shouldn't you have to get a cloth out? No. Because that parsha is exempted from the cloth anytime you say that parsha. So that's why Rav Shechter said the Baal, the Tanoim and the Haggadah quoted Bikurim, because Bikurim is also a Chovah Sakriya. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash with the first fruits, right? You think Hashem wanted you to take out a Sefer Torah in the Azara and read the Parsha of the Bikurim from a cloth? Impossible. But since that Parsha has to be said, it's exempted no matter when. So during the Haggadah, the Tanoim chose a Parsha in the Haggadah that would not require a cloth. That's why it chose Parsha's Bikurim. Say Ulman, Ma Lovin Arami Kofra Kol. So what pshat is exactly what Rav Shechter said, but it fits well because Parsh Bikurim is the Makar Makar Satov in the Torah. And that's what Sipri Sisrayim is all about. Thanking Hashem for taking us out. Men and women are equally mechuyim, we relive it, so we say Parsh Bikurim. And that's why specifically that Parsh, because that Parsh is exempted from what? This cloud, based on that Risha. But I want to add something else on that I once saw from this morning. You know why Lovin? Bikesh Lakor Sakol? Think about it. If it wasn't for Lovin, we wouldn't be in Mitzrayim. Lovin switched Rachel and Leah. If Yaakov would have married Leah, there would have been no jealousy. Yosef would have been the firstborn. And we wouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim. So it really was Lovin's fault. Lock, stock, and barrel. That's why we focus on Lovin. That's a nice horror to say in your family, too. That's specifically why Lovin. Lava was Bikesh Lakor Sakol. He's the guy that really causes the go to Mitzrayim. So that's the Chiddush we want to point out here. Okay? The focal point is the reliving the experience. Yes, John?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Now let's get to, there's a lot more we got to say, but I want to get to now start on matzah specifically. Okay? On the night of the Seder, we have to have Shmura Matzah, okay? That's why I recommend at your tables that you should have no boxes of matzah pshutos on your table. Someone, by mistake, might eat it. There's a din of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. You must eat Shmura Matzah the night of the Seder. Now, how many kazesim? Five, ideally. Two for the slot of motzi matzah, one for the slot of korech, and two more for the slot of safun. Even I can figure that out, higher mathematics, 2 + 1 + 2 = 5. Okay? Now, it might be a chumrah, could be for motzi matzah, you don't need two, but let's go with that. Let's go with the five. Now, how much is a kazayis? Machine-baked shmura is a matz and a half. Hand-baked is one round one. Okay? So it's a lot of matz, but you can do it. And it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah gedolah, mitzvah d'oraisa. That's why I suggest that you should not have non-shmura on the table. Now, the Vilna Gaon writes, there is a mitzvah kiyumis throughout all of Sukkos. This is all of Pesach. I try to do this. I only eat shmur throughout all of Pesach. It's a kiyum d'oraisa. Many gedolei chachamim ask, why is there no bracha? On achilas sukkah, we say leishim sukkah throughout all of Sukkos. So why don't you say al achilas matzah? You only say it on the Seder. Okay. It's a kasha. But there's a mitzvah kiyumis to have shmura, lechol shmura, all of what? Kol ha-Pesach. So it's not hard, guys. I think it's a good thing. I want to point out that the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the father of the Rav, was medayik from a Gemara and Sochem Lam and Vov Mouth, at least for the first 2 days in Chutz Lartz. The lunches, the night and lunches, should also be eaten with shmur. Why? That's a kasha why. But he pointed out a Gemara. It says Yom Kama. Not just the Friday night, but the lunch. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Tzatzal, the Rav's father, said the first 2 days, Shnei Yomim Rishon. So you want to go like the Gaon, the whole Pesach, great. You want to just do Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, at least the first two lunches, you should have Shmura as well. Okay.
Do you get that in Tzitzkiyumis, according to Soloveitchik?
Yeah, in the lunch. But he says the Gemara says you should have it. He points out a Gemara. The Gaon says that Tzitzkiyumis, they have it throughout all of Pesach. Okay? Now, what constitutes Shmura Matzah? Okay? So what constitutes Shmura Matzah, there are three shitas. Do you have to be Shomer Mishas Katsira? Our Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, you know, had the Hashkacha for stripes. He used to go to the tractor in the fields and watch from the tractor while the non-Jewish workers were harvesting the wheat. We're Machmer. Because it's a din d'oraisa, they have shmur for shas ktsirim. The second time is mishas tchina, from the time of grinding of the wheat. The third one is mishas lisha vafia, kneading and baking. Now we're machmir to basically have mishas ktsirim. Okay? Now, there's a machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam how to interpret a Gemara and Sochem Lam and Vavim days. What are the other, give me two other contexts in Halacha where we have matzah, besides for Pesach and the Seder.
Korbanos.
Which one? Rekikei Nazir, and also Korban Todah. Correct. Well said, Johnny. What happens if you have Kavanah Kfula? You have double Kavanah. Let's say you have in mind, when you bake the matzah, you want to use it for the Seder, and also for a Todah, or a Nazir. So, according to Rashi, it's fine. Rashi says it's fine, it's good, it's kosher. The Rambam says it's not good. The Rambam says it's possible because the Rambam says you need kavanah lishma devoted bilvad lepesa. So what's this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam all about? So our Avzulti Zatzal writes in the Sefer that there's a fundamental machlokas here as to what is the function of why do we do shmur? What is the reason why we have shmur? Rashi says Shalom lahachmitz, that we have to make sure there's no chametz. The Rambam says a different approach, that we have to inject lishma, just like in a Sefer Torah, there's lishma. You write the Sefer, a get, God forbid, is written lishma. Mezuzah, tefillin. You have to inject in this wafer to make it a chefzah shal mitzvah. There's no kedushin. It's not tashmishi kedushin. Right? Tashmishi kedushin means the Rav said if it's Hashem, Hashem written on it. Say, for Torah, tefillin, mezuzah has to be buried if you can't use it anymore. Tashmishi mitzvah, you can throw out, Mikra Adin. We bury sitzio. I have a friend of mine who was a rav outside New York once. He said he found matzahs in the cemetery. You don't have to do that. You don't have to bury matzahs. Chumrah. They found all these boxes of matzahs. But Rambam says, the Tosfos says in Pesachim, Chafchesim is distribution matzah, but you have to inject lishma in the matzah. Otherwise, it's a wafer. The Chiddush Yaron has a different approach, and he says, the reason why we do Shmura matzah in Sanhedrin, and Daf Memches is to show our love, chibuv, for the mitzvah. So I guard it, I'm excited about it. So Shmura matzah, one of three approaches, to make sure there's no fermentation, to make sure it's done lishma, or to show our endearment. Now, in a case of double kavana, Rashi says it's kosher because I can't have chametz in either of the categories. So, what's the difference? According to the Rambam, it's possible because you have to exclusively do it for what? You have to exclusively do it for l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Exclusive. No other reason in mind. So it comes out. You give it. Let's say a few nafkaminas. Number one. Let's say Yisrael Omed Al Gabav. Can a Jew supervise while the Goy does the watching? What do you say? Yisrael Omed Al Gabav of a Goy. Would that be acceptable? So according to the Taz writes in Shulchan Aruch.
Didn't we just say someone did it?
What'd you say?
Didn't we just say that someone used to do it?
Right. So the Taz says, for Katsirin Tchina, you're allowed to do it. But for a fee, Rishon HaFi, it's got to be a Jew exclusively. Why? So Rav Zhulti says, because the first two steps, that's just a concern of fermentation. So why can't a Jew just do it supervising a Goy? But when you get to here, Rishon HaFi, we're highlighting more two or three, which is Lishmor Chibuv, and a Goy we know doesn't adite the Nafshe. He has no ritual reason to do it. He does it because he can get paid, let's say. So therefore, it's got to be exclusively done by Yid. And that's the way we pass it. We will have non-Jewish workers outside, you know, perhaps cutting in the Trina maybe. But when it comes to what? Lishin Afia, Fia and Lishin Afia, it's got to be exclusively done by a Yid. That's one number, nafkemina, number one. Number two, 1 second as we'll get to you, Korech. What do you say about Korech? Does Korech have to be done lishma? I mean, with Shmur Matzah. Machlok is Ram Nerif, we pass it, yes. What's the Svarah to say why? What's the svar? If you say it's to make sure there's no fermentation, of course Korach requires shmir. But if it's to show my endearment to it, maybe what is the purpose of matzah in the slot of Korach? What should you really be eating? You should really be eating the what? No, not the charosis. You really should be eating the Korban Pesach. We're going to get to the charosis if we get to it today. I don't think we're going to get to it today. We'll talk about it. Because another time, Linetter, another day. Bez Hashem, Linetter. But the kore, the basar, korban pesach is the ikar. You know how you have condiments? You know, ketchup, mustard, and relish for your hot dogs and hamburgers? The condiments for what? For korach are the matzah and the maror. The korban pesach is the ikar. We don't have a korban pesach. So it could be I only have to show my endearment to the ikar, but not to a tanai, not to a condiment. So that's a machlok. So I'm there. If we paskin in ishmu. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
How would mishas ksira, that be a problem of the hachmas? Because, I mean, it still holds. It's not going
to
become
That'll lead to the following. We'll get to the answer to your question right now. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, a Daf Lamed Tes, that says, mitzvahs letitin. There's a mitzvah to soak the wheat. Can you believe it? We're afraid there might be water getting on the wheat. It could ferment. There's three sheetahs in the Gemara. Aser liltos. It's with a tough. Is it Aser, Mutter, or Mitzvah? So the Rabban says in Pesachim Lamed Tes, why would there be a Mitzvah Liltos? There's a Mitzvah to soak wheat? He says, yes. Ushmartim es amatzos is like a scale. How many points you get in Shemayim from Hashem? So you risk it. You water it to clean it, and you risk it. Make sure it doesn't stay in so much that it'll ferment. Because if you soak the wheat so much, it could start fermenting. So it's like you're risking it. It's like you're gambling. Not real gambling. Gambling's Aser. But the more you watch it and make sure it doesn't ferment, the more points you get from Hashem in Shemayim. That's what the Rabban says, mitzvah liltos.
How could whole wheat become chametz? It's not yet.
When you cut it off, it can. If you soak it enough, it'll start fermenting. If you put wheat in water, it'll start fermenting. For the signs of chametz, where you get the stachim, and there are simanim of chametz the Gemara gives. So there's simanim. So mitzvah liltos. So this is an amazing what? An amazing chiddush, guys. Amazing Kiddush of what you have to do. Now, you have these nafkamina. Now, I'll give you another nafkamina. Every person's got to make a choice. Are you going to use machine-baked or hand-baked? So, if you think about it, from the perspective of Rashi, which is better?
Machine.
Machine. The machines don't make mistakes. You're talking about a Achiv Karis if you eat chametz. Scary. So from Rashi's perspective of the Hagdara of Shmartus and Matzah, you should use machine-baked. From the perspective of Mishma and Chibuv, it's better hand-baked. Unless you hold like the Dvar Avraham by pressing the button on the machine, then that's considered to be Mishma, Koach HaGavra. So that's the consideration as to whether you want to use hand-baked or machine-baked. But you have to make sure you eat it with what? With Shmurah. Lamaisa, you have to eat it with a seba. You know, you lean to the left, make sure you do it properly, because the Russians got to re-eat it again. So not pushing. You have to eat five kesesin, so you have to make sure you do it with a seba. But the issue of whether you're going to choose whether it's going to be something that is, hand-baked or machine-baked comes from what is the definition of shmura matzah? What is it really all about? That's the chiddush. The Sfas Emes has a chumrah that you should own your own shmura matzah. So if you're a guest at someone's table, before you eat it, you should have the host be makna to you the matzah, that you own the matzah. He has a chumrah. The Sfas Emes has a chumrah in the Gemara, as Perish in the Gemara in Sukkah, now that Haman out, that you should own the matzah. Just like you have to own an esrog. It's a chumrah. To own the matzah. Yeah, you should make the kinyan before, but if you can't, it's a kinyan the Rabban Letzarach Mitzvah. To make sure that you own it. Now the Ran in the Darvish Masha, if you eat it, it becomes yours. So, what I wanted to get to now is, on a lot of the boxes, and Louis should point out, what are the things you need to make matzah? One of the five grains, which is what? Wheat, spelt, rye, oats, or barley. Now the Ramah quotes, ideally the Ma'aril, quotes from the Ma'aril, ideally should be made of wheat. Why? Because the Gemara has a line that a baby really only recognizes its parents when he can appreciate Tom Duggan. What does that have to do with anything? Apparently, what the Gemara means is that when he appreciates the taste of wheat, there's some das. The intellect has somehow kicked in a little bit. It's not a gadol yet, but it has kicked in. That's why the Baal HaTani calls the matzah mechla dehemnusa, the bread of belief, believability, amun in Hashem, bitochen in Hashem, the mechla dehemnusa. So we're hoping and praying. We were spiritual animals at the time of Yitzhak Shrine. We make it out. What is the Korban of Omer made of? Barley. Barley is Michael Behema. Korban of Shavuos is Shtealecha made of wheat. 49 days of the Omer, there are 49 gates of Shara Tumah. Every day you're supposed to eradicate a gate of Tumah to build yourself up to be spiritual human beings to Mekabel the Torah. But we foreshadow that we're going to get to that point. So therefore, it's ideal that the matzah should be made of wheat. You follow me? Not like the barley of the Minchas Omer. So there's an ideal. Now, if a guy has an allergy, you got to have spelt matzah. What are you going to do? But there's an ideal to have wheat. Most matzahs are made of wheat. Because of this concept of mechla demnusa. Now, if you notice, let's just close with this. There's a lot of boxes of matzahs that say 18 minutes on it. 18 minut, however you say it. Minutes in Hebrew. We should say dakis. 18 dakot. Okay? What is that all about? So let's just finish up. We got so much to do with Pesach, but let's finish up for today. What does it mean, the 18-minute matzahs? What it means, it's a chumrah. If you ever been in a matzah factory, usually they're baked January, February. It's very intense in there. And every 18 minutes, they clean all the machines and all the trays. Why? Because there might be some residue from the tray, previous, batch. And if it's not cleaned properly, it'll ferment and become chametz. So, Lamaisa, what happens if there is some residue left? Should be bottle, no? Bottle b'tshishim. It's a question whether kemach and kemach is lach b'lach, chor yavish, yavish b'yavish. It doesn't make a difference. So, you have a ratio of, you have a majority of matzah to a little bit of chametz, right? And it's January. So, say bottle b'roh. Why do they clean the machines so properly, the trays? 18 minutes means that there's a chumrah, that they're machmer like the Rambam. The Ramashita is called Chozer V'Neor. What does Chozer V'Neor mean? Remember we learned the Yisra Mashahu? Remember we said there's an Yisra Mashahu? Sochem Naflam Amaralf? that if you have 1,000 to 1, a speck of chametz gets in the chicken soup, you got to throw the whole thing out. Isser Mashu. What did that come from? It's January or February. It's Balta Mishishim. But when Pesach comes, it wakes up and says, I got you. The Isser Mashu pops right out of the tray and says, I got you. Chozer v'ne'or, it reawakens. It was nullified in January or February. But when it comes to Pesach, when there's an Isser Mashu, it wakes up and pops out. You know those pop-out things, these games? Pops out and says, I gotcha. That's a chumrah. Because we paskin like Rov Rishon that it's Balta Mishishim already. But the Rama has such a shita. So that's what it means on the matzah box is 18 minutes. Now you know what it means. That they're machmer for the Rama to avoid even a din of what? A din of Isser Mashu. Now, the Rambam said that this Ramashu was based on what? Davar sheyesh lo matir afilu belef. Why did the Mordechai say there was an Isser Mashu? Because of chumrah de what? Karis. Now what happens if my wife bakes a batch of cookies on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, and she didn't clean the tray off well? It was a chumrah sticker tray, but row of it is a Pesach dick. Just might be some Shemitz of Chametz. What's the din in that case? What does the Shulchan Aruch say? What would you say according to the Rambam? Would you have to throw out those cookies? Yes, it's an Isser Mashu. According to the Mordechai, what would you say? Why don't you have to throw it out? There's no Karis till Pesach itself. Now the Mechaber usually holds like the Rambam in Shas, but here he holds like the Mordechai. So he says that what we bought the Shishu could eat the cookies. But it's interesting. If you waited till Pesach to eat the cookies, then maybe you would say what? Close them in there, and I got you. Which is a chumrah. But that's what the 18 minutes matzahs are all about. So each person's got to make a choice. You don't want to cause a machlekes in your home of what you want to eat for the Seder, machine or hand-baked. But I got to tell you, though, if you're going to eat hand-baked, you got to make sure it's a good hechsher. You want to make sure as best you can. Some people, you can't go crazy about it, but you want to have lechem mishnah. Sometimes it's really hard, always breaks. But you got to make sure it's kosher, because you don't want to be risking if you have karis to fill a mitzvah essay of what? Of shmur matzah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow with the Yonei Pesach and the Exubis. We got to continue in the sugya. Yes, Ezra.
Is there a way to check on the machine matzahs?
Good day. Good day.